Soge chonam la chancho bardo dhane kyaso che dage chenyen jive sonam dula panje sanje dhubarasho Soge chonam la chancho bardo dhane kyaso che dage chenyen jive sonam dula panje sanje dhubarasho Soye chonam la chancho bardo dhane kyaso che dage chenyen jive sonam je dula panje sanje dhubarasho
Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, which is completely free of all mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. In order to attain the state, that I am going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings.
Ori da dini da zembre java da dambe chun hoji hoji da kono dembe dumi mara ji songa wala tobe nona jeje jeje na chiji ko chini jari songa ko konde yorjang babu ni tenjen renjang de kona sena hoji da chiji terse jeje jeje tuje onde jina jeje kadambu denji chungur teni The Javago Savadi, what you told me, Marigua, the Ronan Susu Jacob, what you think are young Yago Sava, you should deal our the Chubas, what did you go Savadi? Nan Nasiji, you touch even the Yago Jinzan, don't see Jiti, what you touch you counted on Goway, why you do? The Tonga Yago Savanda Woody, don't me about the money, Jinizer.
So, in one of the praises offered by the Je Kuntang Tenpe Drome, praises offered by him to Lama Tsongkhapa, within that he says, saying that in the many different methods taught in the Dharma, in accordance with the Buddha's teachings, the method as taught in the first turning of the wheel of Dharma based on the Four Noble Truths, and the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, you know, explaining the non-characteristic nature, existence without characteristics on based on emptiness. And then you have the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, within which the Buddha explained the distinctions, which is known as the cycle of the wheel of teachings, explaining excellently distinguishing in amongst the various teachings. So these teachings that came about at different times, in accordance with the disciples present at the time of those teachings, then are all categorized as teachings for the benefit of all sentient beings of the six realms in order to eliminate all outer and inner, you know, suffering or causes of suffering, and in order to establish the basis for every outer and inner happiness, peace and happiness. So when in establishing these two, the cessation of every outer and inner suffering and causes of suffering, and in establishing every peace and happiness, then it all comes down to the root ignorance, the beginningless ignorance, the root of all the sufferings, which is the main obstacle to accomplishing any peace of mind or happiness. And this is categorized as the ignorance grasping at the truly existent self and the self-cherishing mind. So in order to weaken these mental states within sentient beings' mind, or in order to eventually to come to totally extinguish these two states of the minds, then the Buddha taught on selflessness, the teachings of selflessness rooted in the primary reasoning of dependent arising. So the three poisonous states of the mind, the attachment, the anger, and the ignorance, then often depicted in the artwork symbolized by the pig. You know, when a pig is fed, you know, constantly fed, then having and the whole life is dedicated to feeding, yet the pig has absolutely no idea that it is being fed just to be killed. So, like that, signifying ignorance, primarily the ignorance grasping at truly existent self, and the mind of self-cherishing, regarding oneself as the most important. And then you have the artwork of the snakes symbolizing our anger and hatred, and the bird, in the three drawings, symbolizing, the obsessive attachment to the, to the objects of our desire, the six sense objects, our attachment with regards to that.
So the three poisonous states of the mind, the attachment, the anger, and the ignorance,
So with these three poisonous states of our minds as the very root of our cyclic existence, then in order to bring forth this, the cessation of these roots of our cyclic existence, then you have the explanation within the 12 links of interdependence. Explaining how this cyclic existence is caused and sustained, and how before one can complete one cycle of a dependent origination, then another cycle of it beginning. So, in that context, within the study of knowing how cyclic existence is caused and sustained, within that instruction, then you can also find how it can be reversed, how one can, through the reversal of that process, then how one can bring forth the cessation of one's cyclic existence. So within this is just in general in the general explanation of cause, cyclic existence or cause and effect within the context of the 12 links. Then in the context of the Four Noble Truths, then what is attributed as the cause of our cyclic existence is the true cause of our delusions and its action karma. So in order to bring forth the cessation of that, then one has to ultimately realize the emptiness based on the selflessness of the person or the self. So in order to bring that realization forth, you have the various explanations set forth in the sutra, the various explanations of the methods set forth in the tantric teachings. Basically, then, it is important for our mind to constantly to be aware of the failings or the shortcomings of our cyclic existence and develop within our mind, a strong incentive or determination to definitely to achieve liberation out of cyclic existence, to attain enlightenment. Was just a general presentation of Sutra and Tantra. Now to explain the subject on cultivating disciples on the path of the Kalachakra Tantra, then we talked yesterday about the empowerments or the initiations. So you have the seven initiations in the pattern of childhood. And through the process of this initiation, then when one takes this initiation, then it has to be an initiation into the sand mandala. And so, this is the most elaborate version of the initiation rites. Then within the explanation that one finds in the Vajramala, collection of initiations, which also incorporates the Kalachakra initiation. That Kalachakra initiation in the Vajramala collection then is the general type of initiation in accordance with all highest yoga tantra initiations, doing the standard four initiations. So you have the first you know, the Vals initiation, which has the five common wisdom initiations, and followed by the sixth Vajra Master initiation. Then you have the secret, the wisdom, and the sacred word initiation. So Kalachakra initiation given in accordance with the collection of the initiation as given in the Vajramala, then does not require or does not depend on having to be initiated into the sand mandala. So this kind of emphasis of requiring to be initiated into the sand mandala specifically is in accordance with it when one engages in the seven initiations in the pattern of childhood. And so, having completed the rites of the initiation into Kalachakra, the second topic is maintaining the purity of the pleasures and the vows. So, within this, then, you know, there's a you have the general, you know, root downfalls of you know, the 14 root downfalls that you know, that is the general root downfalls with regards to when you take Guha Samajaya, Heruka, Yamantaka initiations. When you take any of the highest Yoga Tantra initiations, then you have the general 14 root downfalls. Then here, of those 14, then 7, in accordance with the Kalachakra Tantra, is said to be not directly stated as root downfalls. But even though it is not stated as a root downfall, it still needs to be, you know, observed, guarded against. So it says, the text says, one should guard against the 14 root infractions and so forth. Of the root infractions of the general procedure, meaning Guha Samaja Highest Yoga Tantra, mantra 7, of these 14, 7, which means the 7 meaning the 1st, 2nd, 5th, 6th, 10th, 11th, and the 12th of the 14 are not explicitly stated to be root infractions in Kalachakra, but they are to be guarded against. So, you know, you have the general vows, but here, in accordance with the Kalachakra, then it makes a specific mentioning of these 7 that are not directly involved in the culture, in accordance with the Kalachakra system, as a root downfall.
Lamarani mo, Tavisha Chesuji, Tikatika, Angu Jabjava, and do that. Then is on Lamarani mo, Tavisha Chesuji, Punla Chun, Dula Shamba, Mondi Sam, Dongo Chula, Mamas on Rongo Pomburi,
So when we take the 14 root downfalls, then you can say of those 14 root downfalls, then 7 are in accordance with the general highest yoga tantra system. They are all root downfalls, but again making a particular distinction with regards to the Kalachakra tantra, then of those 14, then 7 are not stated as being a root downfall, although it must be guarded against as well. So the 14 root downfalls, usually when we do this six session guru yoga, you have the vows that come from despising or disparaging one's guru. And you have the 14 here saying despising or belittling my guru, disregarding any practice, speaking badly of my Vajra brothers, abandoning love for any being, giving up wishing and entering bodhicitta, scorning the teachings of sutra or tantra, revealing secrets to those who are unripe, abusing my own aggregates, denying or doubting voidness, remaining close to malevolent people, not recollecting the view of voidness, causing someone to lose faith, not upholding my word of honor, despising women. These are the 14 root tantric downfalls. I shall protect myself from them at the cost of my life. So this, when you do the long succession guru yoga, are the 14 root downfalls in accordance with the general highest yoga tantra systems.
Oji, that in the Yamayan, the Chabi, the Lonina, Yunaji, the Gurgan, the Nango, Zat, Nga, Katatan, Jeje, the Dayaga, Tsu, the Dong, Venjan, Jijango, Songo, Chertong, Tendukanango, the Nigachi, Yuvaru, that he got the Anga Jamna, Tambodan, Yuva, Diva, Nizaza, the Dinner, and Bajan, the Margi, Karazago, Indian, the one Jitangi, Yon, the Niga, only Jigazan, Kongi, Jigazan, Yon, Yangu, Avenyan, Kayuari.
So Rumichi just read through the 14 root downfalls in accordance with the general root downfalls applied to all the highest yoga tantra. So when one does the six session guru yoga in accordance with the culture of succession guru yoga, then one also recites these just as how it is set forth in the writings of Panchen Losang Chögyalsen. So Rumji just went through saying, the first root downfall is despising or belittling one's guru, and the second disregarding their advice or instructions, and the third, speaking badly of my Vajra brothers and sisters. And then third, abandoning love for any being. Fourth, giving up wishing and and entering Bodhicitta, sixth, scorning the teachings of the Sutra or Tantra, seventh, revealing secrets to those who are unripe, and then seventh, abusing my own aggregates, the next, denying and doubting voidness, or remaining close to malevolent people, not recollecting the view of voidness, causing someone to lose faith, not upholding my word of honor, and despising women.
ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့တင်ရရင်ဒီဒီကုရင်တကြီးနော်နော်လာတဲ့ဒီကျဉ်းတို့သာတော့ခြေချိုးအကျူတော့တရားဝင်ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့ငါတကုရကတမောမယံပဲသာတော့ဒံဘုတိတော်နဲ့ဒါကောင်းကဒန်စင်းဒံဘုတိငါကျဉ်းတို့သာတကုရင်တမောဝသာတော့ခြေချိုးရောဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့တမောမယံပဲအောင်းနေတော်ရသည်တကြီးကိုလူတမောမယံပဲသာတော့ဒန်စင်းနေဒီတဲ့ဒံဘုတိနော်လား
Of the general, you know, 14 root downfalls, you know, which you can say that seven are common to all, then you have seven which is, you know, unique to just the Kalachakra system. So regardless of whether it is stated as a root downfall within the Kalachakra system, it is still to be guarded against. So the following stanza then specifies the seven which are stated as a root downfall within the Kalachakra system. So these are the seven uncommon, kind of unique to the Kalachakra system as a root downfall. What is regarded as the root downfall within the Kalachakra system is the first root downfall that is to be guarded against in Kalachakra is to disturb the mind of the Vajra master. To be guarded against us in culture is the disturbance to the mind of the Vajra master. The second is to break his commands. The fifth is to discard the mind of enlightenment, that is like the white kunda flower. And the sixth is the derision through holding the two suchnesses as set forth in the perfection and mantra vehicles as superior and inferior. The tenth is deceitful love, having a discordance of heart and heart and mouth, holding a poisonous attitude in one's heart, but loving in the mouth. So, then the 11th is, the 11th is through the force of doubt and two-mindedness, not enthusiastically assuming, but having conceptions about giving up the immutable great bliss separately from activities as a worldly example. And the 12th is to openly express a faults of pure sentient beings, that is, yogis. The first root downfall is in disturbing the holy disturbing the holy mind of the Vajra master. Second is the breaking of their advice instructions. So in accordance with the 14 root infractions of the general mantra system, you have the fifth being giving up wishing and entering bodhicitta, wishing and entering or engaging bodhicitta. So here the fifth is to discard the mind of enlightenment, that is like the white kunda flower. So this applies to giving up both conventional bodhicitta as well as ultimate bodhicitta. And then also it also applies to the emission of the white element. It's not just only the emission of the white element, but seeing no fault in that activity, seeing no shortcomings, in that activity. So that is how it is specifically stated in the explanations of Lama Tsongkhapa's root infractions.
Here you have the sixth root down for scorning the teachings of Sutra and Tantra. So the sixth here is refers specifically to the duration through holding the two suchnesses or emptiness explained in the sutra and emptiness explained in the mantra, in the perfection vehicle and the mantra vehicle, holding what has been explained in the mantra vehicle as being superior, the emptiness explained in the mantra vehicle as being superior, and holding those explanations on emptiness in accordance with the perfection vehicle as inferior is what is referred to.
What you that in the ဒီရှင်ဘာဒီဒံကနောင်ကငါဘာမင်္ဂလာဒီဝဘောင်အဒီဒံကနောင်နီအတူပါခဒီဝါယန်ဒီဒနာယောင်ချဝါတော့ကြည်ကြည်ဝါဆိုရွာရီဒီဒီအောင်ဒေသောင်းတော်ဝဒကွေပါမှာရေဒီရှင်ဘာရှိဝါနှိုးရှေလာဒူပန်စင်ကြောင့်ခလာရှင်ဘာရှိဘတ်ခရှိမန်တန်ဘရှင်ဘာတင်ပါတော့ဝကြည်ဒါကြည်ခဏီရှင်ဘာဂုံကိုစီဂျင်းနီနှိုစင်ကြည်အားကိုတေသောင်းဂျံကရတဲ့ချင်းဒီနေဂျီရှင်ဘာပေါင်းစီဂျီဒီတင်ရချီလာမ
seven root downfalls in accordance with the Kalachakra system, and then you have in accordance with the root infractions, in accordance with the general system, then you have the next is the 10th and 11th, which would be the 5th and the 6th in accordance with the Kalachakra system. So remaining close to male volant people, and then the next being the 11th being not recollecting the view of voidness. So the 10th, with regards to the 10th point, remaining close to male volant people, then 10th here is deceitful love, having a discordance of heart and mouth, meaning like, you know, verbally expressing the benefits and the virtues of loving kindness, but in one's own heart, then holding a lot of ill will, holding a poisonous attitude in one's heart, but loving in the mouth is the 10th. But here is actually the, according to the Kalachakra system, then that would be the 5th root downfall. And so then it states here, with regards to this, the 10th root infraction, or here, that would be the 5th one. With regards to deceitful love, then this other master, Tharigapa, explains this differently in accordance with this writings. But generally, the explanation as given here, the discordance of the heart and mouth, is what is generally the deceitful love. And then you have the 11th, which is 11th in accordance with the general system, and the 6th in accordance with the Kalachakra system, is through the force of doubt and two-mindedness, not enthusiastically assuming, but having conceptions about the giving of immutable great bliss separately from activities as a worldly example. So basically here, with this 11th or the 6th root infraction, is with regards to the immutable great bliss, then one's mind having doubts about it, or not holding this to be the most sublime or supreme state of bliss, and then because of having doubt or not seeing it as the most supreme or sublime state of bliss, so then mind being more inclined towards abandoning it, seeing it more as something on the off side, or like to abandon, like that, coming because of the doubt, is the 6th root infraction in accordance with the Kalachakra system.
Mm-hmm.
In accordance with the general, root downfalls, what is regarded as the 12th, causing someone to lose faith. Then, in accordance with the, culture system, then this is regarded as the 7th root downfall, openly expressing the faults of pure sentient beings, pure sentient beings who are yogic practitioners. And because of one's point of view in accordance with following one's own viewpoint, then what in reality are yogic practitioners pure in nature, then oneself because of one's own viewpoint, then seeing faults or mistakes and then expressing those faults and mistakes that one sees from one's own point of view. And then the next line says that, there is an explanation of the root downfalls or root infections in accordance with the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa, clearly stating what are the common root infractions and what are the uncommon root infractions. So one should know these in detail from the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa. Then you have the pledges of the five. Here, in accordance with the culture system, then it's usually six lineages. Generally, it is the you have the five lineages in accordance with the general grounds and paths of the mantra vehicle, but here in accordance with culture system, then they define six lineages and then the 25 modes of conduct in accordance with the culture system as well. So the lineages you have the Vajra lineage in the Akshobhya Buddha system. Then you have the jewel lineage in accordance with Ratnasambhava, the wheel lineage in in accordance with Bharatana, the lotus lineage in accordance with Amitabha, the sword lineage in accordance with Amoghasiddhi, and the sixth lineage is the lineage of Vajrasattva. Usually we have 19 pledges, a total of 19 pledges of the five lineages. So again, in accordance with the cultural system, then there's a slight variation in the Vajra lineage. Then you have the four retentions of holding the four retentions, the Vajra, which is the pledge of the mind, the bell, which is the pledge of the speech, and the third pledge, the pledge of the seal, is a oneself generating into the deity of the holy, generating oneself into the holy body of the deity is the pledge of the body, or pledge of the seal. And then you have the fourth, which is holding the Vajra master as one's guru, is the four, are the four retentions of the Vajra lineage. So in the dual lineage, then you have in the general dual lineage of Ratnasambhava, you have the practice of the four types of generosity in accordance with the Kalachakra system. Then you have the 10 types of giving, 10 types of gifts. So they are in accordance with the statement, then jewel, the giving of the gift of jewels, iron, copper, oxen, horses, elephants, girls, Rumchi says general wealth, and then in a consorts or desirous you know, our wife, and then also giving one's own flesh are asserted as the 10 gifts. There is the give, you know, so here in accordance with the dual lineage, then there is the giving of the 10 gifts.
So in the wheel lineage, in the general or wheel lineage of the, you know, the, there are six pledges. The, you know, the refuge in the three sublime, you know, three precious jewels, and then you have the three types of morality: abandoning negativity, you know, accumulating virtue, and benefiting sentient beings are the three types of ethics. Together they make up the six pledges of the wheel lineage, Barisana's wheel lineage. But here, in accordance with the Kala Chakra system, then in the wheel lineage, one is to make use of the five fleshes, five meats, and the five nectars, ambrosias, and rely on the use of these, and then guarding the collection of one's sense powers. So again, in the lotus lineage, in accordance with the general pledges as stated within the 19 general pledges, then the lotus lineage has three pledges, you know, to observe the you know, the individual pledges of the three vehicles, the outer, inner, and the secret vehicles, you know, or individual lineages, to observe, to guard against them. So, but here, in accordance with the Kala Chakra system, then there is just one pledge, which is one sustains the restraints of pure behavior, that is without emission. That is without emission. So here, referring to the white element, then with regards to the emission of the white element, then seeing no fault in it, you know, seeing no shortcoming in it, but looking at it as a quality, is the attitude to be guarded against.
So
So again, then the fifth lineage, which is the sword lineage, in accordance with again the general, 19 pledges, then the sword lineage has two pledges, you know, to be endowed with all the vows and to make the offerings, you know, outer, inner, and secret offerings. So in accordance with the Kalachakra system, then in the sword lineage, one worships or one makes offerings to the three jewels and so forth. So there's only one pledge, making offerings to the three jewels. So again, in general, you have the five lineages, and you have the general pledges of the five lineages, and then you have the particular pledges of the individual lineages. So in accordance with the culture system, you have the sixth lineage, which is also regarded as the lineage of the Vajrasattva. In the soul Vajra lineage, the progenitor of a conquerors, one generates the feet of the great seal having an essence of emptiness and compassion. So here, in this, what it refers to here is that in the, when one engages in the completion stage yoga practice of Kalachakra, then when meditating upon the holy body of the deity, the empty form body of the empty form body of the deity, then utilizing within that mind, wisdom mind, in the subject mind, you know, while meditating on the empty form body of the deity, that mind at the same time incorporating the great bliss and the emptiness. So this completes what is known as the 14 root downfalls, and then the 19 pledges with regards to the five lineages, and then the specific pledges in accordance with the Kalachakra system, then relating to the six lineages. Then the next is the 25 modes of conduct as taught in the Kalachakra system. Then the first of the 25 are the five ill deeds, like taking life, taking what is not given, adultery, lying, and taking intoxicants.
So ये जो आम जो को ने द दिन रे टीचर द से जा रे से ने को या यु दिंग ते मन न थ या द थ मे न भर जी नि चे द से जा मन रो न्या ब द ब यु दिंग यु दिन रे को छ द सु सु न नि मु यु सी ओ द दि सम यन दु नाम स मा द वि छ ज वा दि नि वा यो जा नि ओ रि द दि नि ng जे कौन रे मा वा दि द सम ब जा फा मि छन तु जे ब दि इ जे वा जा छु ज ब मन जु जे ब दि नि ब दि ब जा Bami Sandur Sigidi, Dainji, Parasugo, and you died. You see, Jenna, the never you are. At the tone, I do so soon, Karasugo, you come up and Jayana Kari and I do Pombo di Maradogam, you can all do. You did Duna Shazava did some Maridi, Kajigo, you Shamati on the Shiva di Sola Yon, that then I use him Muanda with Gina, you made up here and that.
So, and then the second group of the five are the five secondary ill deeds, and they are like making bets. The first of the five is making bets, playing dice and board games. Dice and board games. So then you have the second. Second is eating meat or flesh that has not been purified in the three ways. Not purified in three ways refers to, for example, if you see something killed for you, and if you eat that meat is not purified in the first way, and the second is when you've heard that. When you hear that it has been killed for you, and then you still eat it, that's also not purified in the second way. And then, even though you don't see or hear about it, but in your mind you completely suspect that it has been killed for you, then when you have that doubt or that suspicion in your mind, then again is not purified in the third way. Abandoning the eating of flesh that has not been purified in these three aspects, and then the third one is a senseless chatter in which you say whatever comes to your mind, and the ninth one is making offerings to one's ancestors, like for example in the cemeteries today, you have the dead person in the coffin buried in the ground, but when the anniversary comes, you make flower offerings or light offerings or food offerings, thinking of the presence of the dead ancestor. So these are regarded as secondary ill deeds. And killing a cow, killing animals and making sacrificial offerings of their blood is the 10th one of the 25. And then the third group of five is the five types of killing an ox, killing a child, killing a woman, killing a man, and destroying the images that are which are bases. Symbolizing enlightened holy body, enlightened speech, enlightened mind, like statues, scriptures and stupas like that.
我觉得你的地方啊，你们地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得你的地方啊，所办啊，我觉得 jiwa rang la ye tong yi ge ye chi ding yi ge zha bu de ma ren gu ku tan le wa di ding nga wo ding kwa nga si ji ding ding da ri ti dang din ni dan di salam na yang din da ru wa song ji dang tam ju la ma di ba song ji dang tam ju la ma di ba din ni zhao lan kun ba yu lan kun ba gen de lan kun ba rang la ye tong ba nam le wa ding kwa nga si yang
so then you have the the fourth set of five, which is the five types of wrong thoughts or forms of malice, wrong thoughts or scorning, five types of scorning. So the first of them is having no faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Having no faith in the and then you have the second, which is the malice towards friends. Being deceptive towards one's friends, and then the malice towards leaders, having no respect, regard, or like that, you know, and then the malice towards the spiritual community, having no respect or regard, and then cheating those who trust you. Deceiving those, whose trust you hold. Then the fifth group of the five is the five desires, the attachment to form, the attachment to sound, attachment to odor, attachment to taste, and attachment to tangible objects. So these are the five types of desirous attachment. So, and then the text goes on to say, I think that one also needs to guard most of the pledges that are explained in other mantra texts.
Hoji da din da yin ba yin du da na ji yan yo ngo ba yan ni che ba tam su nam ja par chi ru song gu sam nya mo si da ti jin go lu je na ngu su song sa ba din da yin ding ngu su ma song wa yo ngo chen du ni song sa ba ko din da yo na yo song go bo ri se ne hoji da di tam su da dom ba ko ko ni wa di da di tu ba ji
So not only one is to guard against what has been specifically or explicitly stated within the Kala Chakra system, but whatever has been stated in the other tantra, in the other mantra texts, then those one needs to guard most of those pledges as well.
Oji da din da yimba yindu da samba jilam gomberam ba da di wala thong yuwa di da di yindu karse go ori da din da ni yong na yong ji mama garam ba da zu kula yong tawan da yuna ji oji le rin ni shuna di kuri.
Rumisha says, this completes the explanation on maintaining the purity of one's pleasures and vows, and the next topic is to do with the stages of meditating on the path. cultivating oneself on the path of a Kali Chakra. So before we go into that, Rinpoche says, if you have questions with regards to anything that has been taught so far, then you can ask questions. Go ahead.
I was wondering if Rinpoche would elaborate on the shortcomings of ancestor worship. Is there a difference between worshiping and honoring? You know, like you said, taking flowers to a cemetery might be doing the wrong thing.
Di kasugre ta shisabe ta phamadin zyorwa. Dindel chik chobar haba choba chaba da yan chidan kasre tenden chen kranz kasre da yagures che chik sem tol tenje ngwe kasre da kudu chaba di kyawa khari yoresa
ori da ji dinda ge tenden jin ti che de ji konchang la choba pu o ji ge ba jinan de kyawa ro yang ji dinda jin ge ka ji ge ri la pha ma so ma ngu se yo ban de we da
What is appropriate is like in a when we honor our ancestors and honor them in a way in which, for example, you do virtuous things in honoring them. You know, do you make offerings, make charity, you know, in honor of the ancestors. That's appropriate. But then, for example, you know, to go to and make offerings directly to them, as flowers, food, then visualizing their actual presence there, that becomes like worshiping on spirits or something like making offerings to spirits or them. So in that way, it is considered inappropriate. But of course, when we honor them, you know, by undertaking positive actions on, in that way, that honoring is good. Some places in India, they have like, you know, food and things left out you know, for the dead. And so, you know, when it is dedicated in that kind of way, then who comes to possess them are like spirits or non-human sentient beings. And so when other people, you know, touch or partake of it, then they are harmed because spirits come to possess those offerings. So like that. And also, in order to eliminate desire and attachment, also that kind of worshipping of ancestors is regarded as inappropriate, as a way of counteracting desire and attachment. Also, the other thing is, you know, when we sort of engage in the realm of the spirits, then, and although we sort of think that we are making, we are contacting our ancestors, many times other spirits assume that role of your parents, and partake of your offerings and things like that. So again, from that respect, it becomes inappropriate.
In terms of the 10 objects of giving, mm-hmm. such as the ox, horse, elephant, and generally in modern day, in the West, we don't do this kind of thing. So I was thinking, would that translate to car and money instead of iron and copper? And does it just in a general sense of giving is something that's valuable to you?
Rinchen Riki, Chimbachu Chorva. Rumchi says, like, you know, it's basically, it's like, if you have these are the objects of your gifts. It doesn't mean that you have to have those things to give as such. It's just you know, in the case of the very, very wealthy who do have the possession of all of these things, then rather than hold on to them in a miserly way, then these things are stated as specific forms of gifts.
What are
bite meats and bite nectars?
The five meats and five nectars are just exactly like the inner offering. You know, in the inner offering, you have the five meats, the meat of the the cow, the horse, the dog, the human, and the elephant are the five types of meats. And then the five nectars are the urine, the feces, the blood, the white element, and the marrow. Bone marrow are the five nectars. Huh? Did I miss something? Okay. Go ahead.
Not to emit the white seed. For people who are not ordained, who are in relationship, are they expected to be celibate?
Come, go, go. Should thor mogovadi ani thawa inde mendu kan an rumche konzo kalsure inde di inde chawa den spangwe inde sgwar vaso.
Rumchi says it's not
specifically to do with being celibate or having to abandon that kind of activity, but it's mostly to seeing external emission as the supreme bliss and seeing no shortcomings in it, seeing no fault in the activity and holding that as your mode of supreme bliss is what is regarded as this particular vow. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
In regards to eating non-purified meat and not seeing, hearing, or suspecting it was killed for meat, is that specifically me or the general us?
Is this
not seeing, hearing, or killing, or suspecting that the meat, the animal, was killed for us? Does that mean specifically for me specifically?
For me specifically?
Okay, mukun thongwa mina di chida resi ji amja ko thua yin na wa di sha di sa mani ma o ji dan thong tu ni ga mina par chi ni chida sewa mandro sam ba tapa yo ba ni ko sha de wa sa mani ba ti ti sa ma yin ba sha di sa na o ji ni ga mi sin sa na bi wa ro ba
Chitan susu ger tol chugo malo ya sti namsun thabasa chion les kogo rasa chi su inel
de je ona ri mari cha sangi di cha sangi di chi
rumbuchi says for the particular individual who's partaking of the meat it refers to them specifically that it should be pure of the three you know hearing seeing or suspecting
Rumchi says,
if you go as a guest to someone's house and you are an invited guest, then, you know, you have the danger of these three. And then you incur the shortcomings of eating meat. But for example, you just pop into a restaurant, then you won't, it's not like the person has thought specifically about you, you know. So like that, you don't have the shortcoming of eating that meat.
Resentment against your rulers. Doesn't mean you say that every time you criticize the government that you
Rumbuchi Kumbanga Yorwa. Kumbanga ne sumbat yorwa. That's to see Lumbe Guti Dins Yorwa. Did Chevrachin pen Shungi Legach Tandins or Mandivrachin, Dilakuan Tan and the Mandivras.
Ori that you when I did Dombon Radon Dombon and I did that with you.
Rumchi says, like, with regards to the malice towards leaders, it's mostly from, a negative or inappropriate. No, it doesn't apply to actually, like, bringing to light something that which is actually wrong, and then bring that forth as a form of like positive criticism for the general good. It's not in that category, but like just out of creating problem, you make that kind of that is inappropriate, because then as leaders, then you say you set them back in their other activities by just being creating problem out of negativity of your mind. Go ahead.
I was curious about the sixth one. How would one disparage the
sixth one? Which one?
About emptiness.
Emptiness.
How does one hold one superior and fearless?
Which is how the, di rumchi deshe shukiro naswar ti ta chik tombani nga gi thone tombani ta phachin tepe thone tombani tini ni la chik chomen da ya ti
sims ori da di tungur ko thamo mayin bari ki
7 root okay
ori da di nga ko sanam ko nang ko tuba si ji terwe rendiga
No, salam nage. Tugo ki kone chupati. Tugo ki dungi nage chupati.
Ori da di karzigo di thanduka nonga yena dongo tonya chongmen zanjan moho si jiti yindu jika barjan taba ni song jika tombanya abdi kuna ni jitong di tong ngang ni songwa tombanya jitong di ngang ni songwa di chakta jirwari doga songwa di mashu na wari di tombanya di jika yala jika mashi na nywa chenpo mandiga se na tenra ji mara sangen ra wo dam na shiba yena wajika da di nukaywa maari song chang yindu
It's just to do with, for example, explanations of emptiness given in tantra or mantra. seeing that as superior, and that explanations on voidness, emptiness, you know, presented in the sutra, that, you know, that, you know, not seeing it as important, seeing is feeling that, you know, whether I understand this or not, it doesn't make much difference, as long as I know what is explained in mantra or tantra, you know, that is most important, like that, you know, holding the presentation of emptiness in accordance with the mantra vehicle as superior, and the you know, disregarding the explanation by looking at it as inferior, then disregarding it. So it's mostly to do with that. Rumchi says, from the object emptiness in the sutra and mantra, in the object emptiness there is no difference at all. But from the subject mind, you know, realizing that emptiness, then there is a great difference. The subject mind realizing emptiness in the sutra system, and the subject mind, realizing emptiness in the mantra vehicle, then that is, in that way, there is a great difference. It's in that mind, in the mantra vehicle, is a much more subtle level of the mind, and therefore it is a much regarded as a much more superior state of mind, you know, realizing emptiness.
Go ahead. The 11th vow here that's talked about immutable bliss, the explanation that you translated didn't have these words, Delwa Jimba. I was just wondering what that mundane example,
separate
bestowing, separate, what, how is that to be understood in that that body?
The Chukchi Bat Yorba, then Migue Deva Chembota, Jitin, Dinal, the Chick. Jiding a chawa, Tinchis was Chachik, Swing a chawa, the Chukchi Bat.
Ori da di garzego ji jardan ji divasi ji dela divasi ji di thoba divasi ga gugu yuar ba de yendu shibe de zen ji yendu ni thoba divasi ji dela jardo yongi ge thoba divasi thoba ni jardo mengi ge yong thoba divasi ni yuar yendu ni manjir ba divasi ji di ji tambo ji jir ba divan da wo yena yong ji ten re yok re songne sanin jardo mengi ge diva thar thuba ji ba di manjir ba divasi ji dela ngu zong
Rumchi says the 11th, which would be the 6th one, in amongst the 7 root infractions, is through the force of doubt and two-mindedness, not enthusiastically assuming, but having conceptions about the giving of immutable great bliss separately from activities as a worldly example. Rumchi says, usually, you know, when we talk about bliss, you know, it is a feeling of bliss, and it is a state of our mind. And when we talk about bliss, then you have, you know, a changing bliss. You can talk about changing bliss and unchangeable bliss. Initially one has to, you know, develop the bliss on a kind of a initially when we develop this, is a changeable factor. But as that becomes more and more stable and more enhanced, it comes to a state when it becomes an unchangeable, immutable bliss. So Rumcha says, where it says separately from the activities as a worldly example, then, doubting immutable great bliss and, inclining yourself towards the feeling of bliss. So separately from the activities as a worldly example is, having your doubts with regards to the attainment of the immutable great bliss and inclining yourself to the feeling of bliss.
Chiktenki Perja Dandela Jimba, what does that mean?
It's just like saying, having more confidence in the feeling of bliss, but with regards to the immutable great bliss, then doubting that if that is ever possible, and therefore going with what one is more confident about.
Could Rinpoche address the consequences of breaking one of the root vows or engaging in one of the downfalls and contrast that with the consequences of failing to guard against one of the 25 types of conduct, and in particular I'm thinking of negativities that maybe aren't included in these 25 types of conduct and what the difference in terms of its consequences are.
Rumchi tsotungi nyemi da ya kunchu nishtan achyarwa dine gebe nyemi din keba khayor sa ya chita nishtan ge kundol ma kobe nyemi chita nyemi re wa dinde ge nyemi chuma den zata nyemi chijung ge khare keba re chik sununa
da ta dan ze di nyemi chebe re ji nyemi chebe re de ma chebe re de la so ga na mu so wa di ta tang wa si da ti li chang rum ge re de la ida ombo se ji ji yang ti ang ne ma wa ko wa ko yang chang ri ko na ne yang chang ri ta ma de la ta chi ne ji tang ga si ji yang ti ma yin ba ti li chang yi wa ri de to so yang ji ga ri ze ko ha chang ge ni wa ji ye na yang ji nian gong de wo qin bu ming yi ye na huang gu gu yi wa ri de da qi chang ge qi ba ji yi wa ri wa
so by categorizing these activities as, root downfalls or root infractions, or what are known as the eight gross infractions, or the infractions of the 25 modes of conduct, and then those that are not included in any of this, is basically set forth in accordance with the heaviness of the shortcomings that we incur when we do this. So, when it is in the category of the root downfalls, the negative karma involved is very, 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 very heavy. Then you have the next, the gross infractions. Then compared to the root downfalls, then it's less. Then you have the 25 modes of karma, then it's less. Then you have those negative activities that are not included in the 25, but still negative. But, you still get negative karma out of it, but, it is a lesser degree of negative karma compared to the 20, what is included in the 25. It's like that. In accordance with the impact of the negative karma, then you have these varying categories. But even if they are not specifically stated, they are all negativities. But, you have this categorization in accordance with the heaviness.
ဒီဘယ်နဲ့ဒီမှာဒီတန်ဆောင်ကြီးလုံးပါစုကြီးကောဆိုသူစာတမစီကြီးမှာကြီးကြီးထမ်ချွန်းတော့ခါရှိရမှုဆိုဒီနောင်နေရောဒီခွန်တော့ကရောဒီနောင်စီကညွန်စရာတို့ဒီနောင်ဆင်းလာတောက်ရမီရောဒီကြီးညမင်းတော့ချွတ်တင်တဲ့မြင့်တင်ကြီးချေချောင်းကလေးပါတော့ပဲဒီတင်တဲ့နောင်ချင်းကြီးဒီကြီးစာတောင်းစီကြီးကြီးတော့တရားနဲ့ဘုံဘိုးစီကြီးပါတယ်ဘုံဘိုးစီသူကြီးစာတောင်းရကကညွန်ချေချူမာရီဒီတီလီတော့သူ
It's like just like in our secular system, you have many ways in which you can break the law, and you have the category which is the most heavy. You know, probably they execute you for that, like that, very heavy. And then you have, you know, more lighter kinds of breaking of the law, and then accordingly you get the you know, like the punishment for it. So it is the same with these, you know, root vows, which is the heaviest of the negative karmas involved. And then you are following that. You have the gross infractions, which compared to the root ones is not as heavy, but compared to the like the 25 modes of conduct, it's much more heavier like that.
Dinde yine di tamci da domba dinse o kem alana yağmen rast var.
Kim alana mara ki longe niwa di yuva mara di rongjong ke niwa di yuva yo.
You know, I mean, in not taking the vows, you know, you do not have the short a negative karma of breaking a vow that you have taken, but you do not, you are not absolved from the negative karma of breaking those vows. You are not absolved from the negative karma of having, you know, done those activities. So anyway, you get it.
It's
like, for example, you say, even though you don't have a vow to, you haven't made a vow to not to kill or not to steal, but you anyway engage in the activity of killing and stealing, and so you know then. You get caught by the law, and you also have the negative karma of it, but you do not have the benefit of the virtue or the merit of having taken those vows. You know, whether we have pledged to not to kill and steal and sign those pledges, and you know, without signing any sort of these types of precepts, you know, and when we anyway engage in these activities of killing and stealing, in incurring the negative karma, it's the same. You know, you get the same negative karma. Okay.
In five secondary negativities, speaking in a confused way where one says whatever comes to mind.
Rumchi, Samnal Khan Temba, the first Cheva, the called Chick Suranasa. The Tanda Kunchun Yanga Chorva, Dinane, Tanda Namsun Tabi Shah, the walk is Sumba the Rumchi, Tanda Samnal Khan Temba, the Shah.
Can you contend him? She is a hyena. The commandment was on that choke of Marias and a midi resource of the Sina knew you are.
Rumchi Candesianjo.
Contain Mavasiji. Contain Yella, contain by the Mazavayana, Parjin the commandment was on the Tawajiwayana, choke of Marias and Missana Jarzina, Sina Gumarua.
It's just like saying, like, you know, if you think, you know, this person is a thief, and in your mind you think, oh, this person must be a thief, then it comes out from your mouth, you're a thief. You know, it's like to, it's just like that, to, you know, to abandon that kind of you know, whatever comes in your in one's mind, then shouldn't be expressed. Because, you know, like this thing, you know, if in one's mind comes thought, feeling, this is a thief, then it comes out from your mouth that way.
Kane kechi mashe kone nge la samlu ya gotan sungo
wa rast re 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 dere wa tak jo ji sa la tan samlu ya gotan la ki te si go re ma ta di ya la char char la par lan san no di ni ti ne ma mu yang gi wa
ri that is right from just said one should think think about one what one is going to say from one's mouth because to say immediately whatever comes to the mind then becomes a very harmful activity.
Good. What specifically does one do to guard the five meats, the five nectars in the collection of powers?
Rumbuchi Tanta Namnangi Riki Dinalia Shanga da tusunga temba dirwa.
Am
dine wombo sumas.
Wombo in san sanga se de tu da pena wombo na yuwa mo ko wombo na yuwa mo yo. Oda da zo na ji san chu ji go yuwa.
With regards to the five meats and the five nectars, it's like relying on the five meats and nectars. Relying. You know? Relying on the five meats and nectars is like in accordance with the pledges of the mantra vehicle then you know usually these types of the five meats and five nectars are regarded as absolutely gross and you know kind of dirty but you know in accordance with the pledge then you purify transform them increase them into nectar and this is what it means you know relying on them you know, relying on this practice in accordance with the pledges of the mantra vehicle. And then guarding the collection of one's sensory powers is, you know, all, one's perceptions, guarding them against non-virtue is basically what it is.
Rangu Mui Chani and I just stop and I was on what you chimil on that in every knee ready. Tigo Goni, John Derji go where you are, and do John Derji, Jueta, John Derji Goni, Tenshan, then go where you are, Mato, Torshan, then you are Marua, Penaji, Mommy John Derji, Kapsa, Sanchez and Laval and Gumerson in the Tidin and Ria Marua, the John Dera goody way and do.
So Rumchi says, the five meats and the five nectars in their own nature are regarded as. You know, totally sickening or like that, dirty. But in relying upon them is, you know, transforming, you know, purifying and transforming them. And in that way, relying on it and not abandoning it. It's just like, you know, if you think, like in the case of the soldiers, you know, you need your weapon and you can't say, you know, I don't want to touch those weapons, like that, kind of like that.
We offer them now by visualization. Mm-hmm. In the past, like hundreds of years ago, when the yogis were practicing, was there ever a time when they had actually. The actual five meats and nectars that they offered?
There are two traditions which says, you know, for example, in the Nyingma tradition, then they utilize the actual substances for the five meats and five nectar. But in the in the global tradition, they utilize, you know, substitute five medicine and so forth to create the nectar pill.
Rumchi Kwang to us na ngamu kibu thambu tsu inde ngusu tinde tinang gorwa sa.
Rida tu taba thobde ni ga ngusu ti jandar ji ang biwarwa.
You know, for in the case of the great yogi practitioners who have the realizations to be able to transform all of these into nectar, then they, for them, the use of the actual substance is possible.
If you were using actual substances, how would that differ from animal sacrifices?
The Shanga Musuki, Zemusuki, Pejutam Regina, and the Manchu Pivita Kevakariores.
और ये दा मुझे जिंगी को कौन सा छेबरा बा शंगा दर्दन आज वो जानता को बरसम को गोनी जिग माता को ये नवान रोगो जिल थमी तब नवाजे जी थमी जी ये ना निवाई हुआ मरुवा जिग तेरा को तबान थम बचला मालूम ही जी ये ना ती छाप जीने जाया जीवा ती यक्षी निवाई
रुम्चे says for those who are actually able to transform, you know, to purify, transform, you know, those are in the cases of these individuals, then, you know, you have very exceptional individuals with high realizations, you know, able to overcome all impure appearances and see everything in the pure mode. And in their cases, there's absolutely no shortcoming in their activity of utilizing the actual substance. But if one has yet to attain that kind of level, then it's better to use substitutes.
Okay.
Four conditions.
Does that also apply to secondary Vow?
One doesn't need the four binding factors for the breaking of the secondary vows. Rumshi says, with the breaking of a root downfall, root infraction, involving the four binding factors as well, then that is the most heaviest breaking of the root downfall. You know, you totally break it. Then, even though you have an where you break a root downfall, when you incur that, but of the four binding factors, for example, you have three, but of the four binding factors, one missing, then it might fall in the gross infraction area, you know, and then Rumichi kunti shine.
Then
when you have like where root infraction occurs accompanied with two of the four, then it's like a medium root downfall breaking. And then where you have where you have just one of the four binding factors, then it goes into the lesser of, like in the secondary vow area. So for the when we talk about a complete breaking of the root vows, then having all of the four binding factors present is the heaviest. Then accordance with how many of the four, then it's lesser and lesser.
I have a question about the illusory love. Yes. Regarding page 58.
Oh, okay.
It says, which is illusory love, which is love whose deeper reality is not compatible with its surface appearance, since it holds to poisonous thoughts in its depths, but appears as love on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
In non-Buddhist etiquette training, we're taught to speak conversationally in gracious tones. And so as it relates to these poisonous thoughts, I have three parts to this issue. One is, what's the practice that most hastens or purifies the thoughts to catch up and be congruent with the surface conversational nicety? And secondly, what outward conduct should we sustain? What should we sustain while we're in that period of transition? And thirdly, how do we
So the first question is,
what's the practice that, like, say, if we're conducting ourselves and a poisonous thought arises while we're in conversation or we see a situation, what practice can we immediately practice so that we can intervene on those poisonous thoughts so that we can speak nicely and still be congruent?
Tanda Rumbuchi, Tanda Tsotun Nani, the di shiba de yorwa ta di yuwe chamba kot chuba de
ori yuwe
chamba
gyuwa
tanda kasure
ori gi chamba
gi chamba de
ori
ta Quran sina chuwa ta chita dwa chiso na susu semgi dingla chik marung kain yune yank Chikunju kada yagushaya chikta da yagu tsigwa res. Sem na kaya ne mani chilo li yagu tenguya da kechim tsigwa res. An dinde sunza da semgi gyulu nyamon tosum yevra chi yina di pa negabdu pa meba chaya chedu da kasura da susi nying la yoba sem la yoba da kala yoba Tanya Taya Chedra. The same thing in Yomontos Yom Regina, the Mems Rachid to catch grass.
Ori. Then Zambu Nambu Juda, Yomontos, and you are the Mabar Zoyala, Juda, Yomontos, and Chongo Rudy, Rambu Chongyan by Muyonson. The new college shall be what did on Kani, Shizavaniga, Maratika, Diga, Marjuna, Yakiwa.
Rumchu says, with the tenth, which is deceitful love, it's mostly, being very affectionate, loving with the motivation to cheat and deceive like that. It's that kind of thing. But here, in developing our practice so that what, what we express externally and our thoughts sort of accord in that, then, in sort of counteracting our negative or poison states of mind, then first and foremost, then is, cultivating the awareness in one's mind, seeing the shortcomings of our negative states of mind, and thereby cultivating a distance between the poison states of mind and one's, habitual, expression. So main to begin with, first and foremost, is seeing the shortcomings of it.
So the second part is, to me this is important because Kala Chakra is about world peace, and a lot of the discord happens in these little interactions. So I'm really curious about when, to continue with that vein, when we're in the transition state, like say we're in a conversation, mm-hmm. and we see that poisonous thought arising, mm-hmm. and we want to cut it, mm-hmm. but we're still not there yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it could be a conversation or in a situation, social situation. How does it play out socially and conversationally when one is still in a state of transition? Because sometimes the cutting, the act of cutting the poisonous thoughts can take a day or two, maybe months. So, like, how do we relate to each other while we're in that state of transition?
Simgi netse da ten dikaps tegal ka tu maras pen dinde ka go chune nime inde dawa inde go go ras and dinde gi nekaps khare chu ra so ta ke ji shesh be gal da ding kon sa in du
di rang go kon kon ni mbu la ten tam na ten di da ten ma tu na ji da kar so sang ja ma ta yo ma ru wa khani khani jam bu shi na khala sang na khani shi ani ga jam gar chen di wa ru wa
Rumchi says, of course, the best would be if our antidotes would be handy and powerful enough to be able to take care of the negative minds that arise in the course of such a activity. But you know, when we don't have that antidote within us, then we just have to function in that mode of while feeling negative within, then still expressing something nice outside.
When we see ourselves being at the mercy of someone who's in that state of transition towards us, how do we relate to them to allow them space to be in that state of uncertainty?
When it is in the reverse situation, then you kind of help out in order to make it easier to abandon the negative frame of mind in the case of the other person. You know, whatever it takes from one's own side to make it easier for the person to not to feel that kind of negative state of mind. You know, so one should take that course of action.
Practice sometimes to stay unengaged, when I'm helping someone out in their transitionary state towards how they may be feeling towards me or whatever. My work then would be to not get plugged into negative states of mind that will exacerbate any unpleasantness, right? That's just a question. I guess I
think it was already answered.
I think it's a multiplication thing. It's like it's me times two times community times the world. Thank you.
Rumchi says, when we create problems, then, we can create problems physically, in our physical expression, in our verbal expression, and create problems through our mental aggression. And,
if we are able to control the physical aggressions that create the problem, that's much better. And if we can control it at a verbal level, then that is much, you know, less, even less harmful. And of course, you still have the mental aggression, but at least, you know, by getting rid of the other two gross ones, at least, you know, you have protected yourself by that much more. If you involve all of these three aggressions, then it's a really big problem. So therefore, at least if you are able to control the physical and the verbal part, and if still, even if one's still dwelling in the mental, at least still, although it is to be abandoned, but at the, you know, it is less destructive at this stage. We'll stop here for this afternoon. Sāshī pūrī chūshī mē tōrāṁ nīrā nīshī nīdē gāmbādī Sāngī shindō mē tē pūrā Chūkā nāṁ dāshī nā chūpārā shūyī Dāṁ pūrū rātnā mandālā kāndīyā Sāyāmi Sāpā gāvā dī tēndā ndōvā kāngā kāmbē dā kēvā jīsā lō sāntā pā yī tēmbē nīmbō rīmbā Sājē shū jāngjū zemjā rāmbō jī māgē pā nāmā jīgirā chī kēvā nīmbā mē pā yāng kōnē kōndō kāvā shū Simche tamche te don denger che Ngenru tamche ta do don Chanchu sambo kana shu Te da kunji molom dukir che Gonru ravi kove shingam de Penan de wa malu chuvane Chere suwa kenze gyatsoi Chave sita bandu denger che Chitra Khenpa Dang Kundu Sambo Teyang Teshende Teda Kunji Jishu Talo Gewa Teda Tamche Rabdo Ngo Tusum Shepe Gewa Tamche Gi Ngova Khanla Chota Ngapade Dagi Gewe Sawa Tekan Sambo Chuchir Rabdo Ngova Ngova